someone's about to lose their temper, you might tell them, now just
keep calm.
And you say, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lucy, but sometimes she acts kind of
batty.
Okay. Anything else you'd say?
Kind of nutty.
Would you ever say queer or quar?
Oh, sometimes, yeah.
How would you say that?
She's kind of queer at times.
Has that word changed meanings recently?
Yes.
How do people use it now?
Well, they mean other things now when they say queer. You shouldn't say that too often, I don't think.
What do they mean now?
Oh, you hear about queers on the news and all, but different things about boys and girls.
Uh-huh. You mean homosexual?
Yeah.
And if you've been working very hard, you'd say you were very...
very tired.
Any other way of saying that?
Your back hurts you, or you're very tired.
Or you're just completely...
exhausted.
Or say wear out, you say you're just completely...
completely worn out.
Uh-huh. And if someone had been well and suddenly you hear they've got some disease, you'd say, well, yesterday they were looking fine. When was it that they...
took sick.
And say someone went outside in bad weather and came in and was sneezing and his eyes were running.
You're catching a cold.
Or yesterday he...
he didn't have a cold, he was fine.
But now...
nah, he's got a cold.
Uh-huh. And say you can't talk right, you say you're a little...
have a little sore throat.
Or you sound a little...
congested?
Well, your voice sounds funny. You sound...
yeah, you're losing your voice.
Uh-huh, so he sounds a little bit...
a little bit funny.
Uh-huh. You say hoarse or...
hoarse. Good, yes.
And if you do that, you...
clear your throat.
Because you have a...
a little cough.
Okay. And if you got someone some medicine and went in by their bed and still saw the medicine, you'd say, why haven't you...
taken your medicine.
And the person might say, well, I already...
took my medicine.
And someone who can't hear anything at all, you say that they're...
hardly hearing.
Or just completely...
you just can't hear, honey. Completely deaf.
Okay. And if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I...
perspire, sweat.
Okay. And a sore that comes to a head.
Is a boil.
Okay. What about the stuff that drains out?
Oh. It's, you gotta, if you don't take it out, it's a core. Mm-hmm. If you don't get the core out, honey, you'll still suffer.
Uh-huh. What about the rest of the stuff that comes out with the core?
Oh, it's all fest, it's all pus and all, honey.
Uh-huh. And in a blister, the stuff that comes out.
Water.
And you say, a bee stung me, my hand did what?
It's all swollen.
Okay. Yesterday, my hand...
was swollen.
Uh-huh. Or right after the bee stung me, my hand...
swelled.
Okay. And if a bee stings you, then your hand will...
will be swollen.
It will...
swell. Okay. It will swell.
And if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd have to get a doctor to look at the...
oh, the wound.
Okay. And sometimes when a wound doesn't heal back right, and it gets sort of a granular substance around the edge and...
get infected.
Uh-huh. Or do you ever hear it called some kind of flesh? It's got... do you ever hear proud flesh?
No.
And if you had a cut on your finger, a brown liquid medicine that stings...
iodine.
And a real bitter medicine...
quinine.
And someone got sick and didn't live, you'd say that he...
he died.
Okay. Any nicer ways of saying that?
Deceased.
Okay. What about a crude way of saying that?
Died, I imagine. Okay. You shouldn't say that, I guess. You should say passed away or deceased.
And he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died
from.
And the place where people are buried.
Graveyard.
And
what, cemetery.
Okay. What they put the body in?
Tomb. We put bodies in tombs down here.
Or the...
vault.
Or the sort of the box.
Oh, a coffin, honey.
Okay. And you say he was an important man. After he died, everybody went to his...
funeral.
And if people are dressed in black, you say...
in mourning.
Okay.